2 Kings, chapter 7. And Elisha said, Hear the word of Yahweh. Thus says Yahweh, Tomorrow about this time a seah of fine flour will be sold for a shekel, and 2 seahs of barley for a shekel, in the gate of Samaria. Then the captain on whose hand the king leaned answered the man of God, and said, Look, if Yahweh should make windows in heaven, might this thing be? And he said, Look, you will see it with your eyes, but will not eat of it. Now there were 4 leprous men at the entrance of the gate, and they said one to another, Why do we sit here until we die? If we say, We will enter into the city, then the famine is in the city, and we will die there, and if we sit still here, we die also. Now therefore come, and let us fall to the host of the Syrians, if they save us alive, we will live, and if they kill us, we will but die. And they rose up in the twilight, to go to the camp of the Syrians, and when they had come to the outermost part of the camp of the Syrians, look, there was no man there. For the Lord had made the host of the Syrians to hear a noise of chariots, and a noise of horses, even the noise of a great host, and they said one to another, Look, the king of Israel has hired against us the kings of the Hittites, and the kings of the Egyptians, to come upon us. Therefore they arose and fled in the twilight, and left their tents, and their horses, and their donkeys, even the camp as it was, and fled for their soul. And when these lepers came to the outermost part of the camp, they went into one tent, and ate and drank, and carried from there silver, and gold, and raiment, and went and hid it, and they came back, and entered into another tent, and carried from there also, and went and hid it. Then they said one to another, We are not doing right, this day is a day of good news, and we hold our peace, if we tarry until the morning light, punishment will overtake us, now therefore come, let us go and tell the king's household. So they came and called to the porter of the city, and they told them, saying, We came to the camp of the Syrians, and, look, there was not a man there, neither voice of man, but the horses tied, and the donkeys tied, and the tents as they were. And he called the porters, and they told it to the king's household inside. And the king arose in the night, and said to his slaves, I will now show you what the Syrians have done to us. They know that we are hungry, therefore they have gone out of the camp to hide themselves in the field, saying, When they come out of the city, we will take them alive, and get into the city. And one of his slaves answered and said, Let some take, I pray you, 5 of the horses that remain, which are left in it, look, they are as all the multitude of Israel who are consumed, and let us send and see. They took therefore 2 chariots with horses, and the king sent after the host of the Syrians, saying, Go and see. And they went after them to the Jordan, and, look, all the way was full of garments and vessels, which the Syrians had cast away in their hurry. And the messengers returned, and told the king. And the people went out, and plundered the camp of the Syrians. So a seah of fine flour was sold for a shekel, and 2 seahs of barley for a shekel, according to the word of Yahweh. And the king appointed the captain on whose hand he leaned to have the charge of the gate, and the people trod on him in the gate, and he died as the man of God had said, who spoke when the king came down to him. And it came to pass, as the man of God had spoken to the king, saying, 2 seahs of barley will be for a shekel, and a seah of fine flour for a shekel, tomorrow about this time in the gate of Samaria. And that captain answered the man of God, and said, Now, look, if Yahweh should make windows in heaven, might such a thing be? And he said, Look, you will see it with your eyes, but will not eat of it. It came to pass even so to him, for the people trod on him in the gate, and he died.